95.7 The Hog. The Morning Hog is right here on Happy Hour on a Friday. And it's time for a Morning Hog Brew Review. That's Josh from S.R. Parrot.
Good morning.
Woo! Wow. Look at that.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, nobody.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. You get a lot of camera time over there.
Apparently. It's making me uncomfortable.
That's great, really. We actually paid our friend Tim $5 extra to get more
just
shots
to
this time. Right. But you brought a special friend.
I do.
You
I
should
did.
Introduce.
I have Mark from Manifest Distilling.
Mark!
Woo!
Manifest
Guys.
Distilling.
How you doing?
Yeah. Wait, you're a Florida distillery, aren't you?
We are a Florida distillery.
All right. Jacksontown?
Jacksonville.
Right. Yeah. I call it Jacksontown.
Jacksontown.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Should I do the Duval chant? No, I'm not going to do it.
Do it.
Right now. Yeah. No. Well, let's wait and see how the weekend football plays out first.
Yeah, no kidding.
Before we get to that.
Save that for Sunday.
So here on this, well, we're still pre-holiday. Well, we're in the midst of the holiday. So it feels like we should have some festive holiday beverages, right?
Absolutely. So Manifest now is doing a canned cocktail, RTD, ready to drink.
Okay.
I'm going to let Mark kind of talk about what we got over there. And we'll start with the first one.
I love it.
Yeah, so just a brief background. Our distillery, we make gin, we make vodka, we also distill rye, we
okay.
do whiskey blend, coffee liqueur, and we decided to start doing these canned cocktails. They're lower proof alcohol,
okay,
but they're actually blended cocktails, not just flavors in a can.
Love that.
Cool.
It's where the trend is going in the industry,
right.
And we decided to jump on it. So we make three right now. We do a vodka spritz, is based off of our citrus vodka,
okay.
A vodka mule, and then we do a classic rum daiquiri.
Ooh, okay. All right.
Take a look at those cans, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't know if Tim can get in there. You got to check out the YouTube video, but they're beautiful. I mean, that's the only word I got for them.
By the way.
They're absolutely gorgeous. Very cool. Caught my eye. One of the reasons I went after it, you know, and the product's fantastic. So definitely keep your eye peeled and checked out the website.
Oh, you talk about srprod.com/beerfinder?
Oh, yeah, that would be it. Yeah, that one.
Okay, I knew that one.
So what are we going to start with, Mark?
By the way, check out those cans. That's the phrase that pays of the day.
Yeah.
We're going to start with the vodka spritz.
Ooh, all right.
Vodka spritz.
So like I said, the vodka spritz is based off of our citrus vodka. So with that citrus vodka, we use fresh Florida peels of citrus. We use orange, grapefruit, and lemon peels to make the vodka. So then to make the canned cocktail,
all right.
We take that vodka, we add some fresh tangerine juice, key lime juice, cane sugar.
Dude, this already smells delicious.
Yeah, some sparkling water.
And I haven't even tried it yet.
I love tangerine so much.
Really good out on the golf course, at the beach, at the pool.
Oh, yeah.
So what ABV do these clock in at?
I was just thinking that.
The vodka spritz comes in at 5.8%.
All right.
It's manageable.
So the cool thing about
that's not too bad at all.
Let me rephrase that.
Yeah.
One of the things about Florida.
One of the cool things about Florida.
I'm going to take away the word cool.
Sure.
Is if it's under 6% alcohol, if it's spirit-based, you can still sell it to places that are not able to sell liquor usually.
All right.
So you will be able to find these just about everywhere as we get them out in distribution.
Excellent.
So, you know, local independents, they're at Total Wine now.
Okay.
So, you know, keep your eyes peeled.
An RTD. I didn't even know that term.
Me either.
Ready to drink.
Right.
Huh.
It's a new trend. Some of the bigger brands are doing RTDs now.
Yeah.
But strategically, we wanted to go through, as Josh said, through the beer channels, with the lower ABV, because gives the opportunity for some restaurants and bars and just beer and wine establishments.
Right.
Gives them the ability to sell actual spirits.
Yeah. So. It's a brilliant idea.
That's delicious.
It is very good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And knowing that
you
got that real, I mean, that tastes like a real, you know, citrus.
It's
real flavor.
It's fantastic.
I love it. Should we do another one before we break? Let's do another one. Let's do it.
All
right. We got next, Mark.
All right. Let's do the vodka mule.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah.
Now, I assume the mule is your standard.
Yeah, it's like
standard
a traditional mule that you would get in a copper cup at any bar or restaurant.
So what I don't even know what a mule entails.
You don't?
No.
Usually some lime juice, some ginger. So you should get a little bit of both of those in there. And I believe this one's, you said vodka, right?
Okay.
So this would be like your traditional Moscow mule is what you would traditionally call it. So we make a 100% potato vodka.
Okay.
Ooh.
And then with that vodka, we add in the fresh ginger. Then we use ginger beer, key lime juice, cane sugar.
I get a little ginger on the front there, too.
Oh.
That's real good. By the way, Steve left our copper cups in the dishwasher, the staff dishwasher, so I'm sorry we don't have those.
But this way, those are going to patina real nice.
They had some weird stain marks.
They're in the dry cycle right now.
Yeah. These are, I mean, this is, again, you're not getting, it's certainly not too sweet.
Yeah.
But it is, it makes you want a lot of it.
Yeah. I think it's nice and balanced. I mean, a lot of people don't really like ginger. You know, it's one of those things, if you like ginger, you like it. If you don't, you don't.
Yeah,
but it can be a little spicy at times, I guess you could say.
Exactly. I think we found a nice balance to where it's
like
not
it.
Too overpowering, but you know it's there.
Yeah. And everything's really clean and crisp. You know, there's no funky aftertaste, anything like that. And I think that has to do a lot with it being an actual spirit base, but they're delicious.
It's going to make your taste buds happy. That's for sure. Well, let's take a break. We're going to make our taste buds happy while you enjoy a break here. Morning Hog Brew Review. 95.7 The Hog.